I was on my way through O'Hare Airport in Chicago trying to find a man who was to take me to Trinity College to give a series of lectures for their Spiritual Emphasis Week. The man said he would meet me in the baggage area in Terminal 1, and I was trying to find Terminal 1. Finally, I saw an airport employee in a red coat who would undoubtedly be able to help me. I caught up to him and said, "Excuse me, sir, but can you tell me how to get to Terminal 1? He turned to me with a scowl on his face and shouted in a booming voice that everyone could hear, "You want to know how to get to Terminal 1? Try walking." He then turned his back to me and indicated the conversation was over. Now, I knew the man understood my question, but for some reason he chose to make me look like a fool. As I walked along, humiliated, I thought, what if God treated us like that? What if there was something I didn't understand, and I went to the Lord in prayer with my question, and what if, when I asked the Lord the question, he shouted in a big, booming voice, loud enough for the whole world to hear, "I'ms what a stupid question." Imagine anyone coming to me with a foolish question like that. And then he turned his back on me, indicating that the conversation was over. But he never does. In fact, the Bible says in James 1, verse 5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach, and it will be given him." God is so approachable. He never puts you down or makes you look like a fool. When King Solomon confessed his inability to govern the people, he turned to the Lord for wisdom, and the Bible says it pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked him for help. Do you face a question that you don't know how to handle? Are there some obstacles before you, some threatening storm clouds approaching? Or maybe some little things that are nagging at your mind? Little things that are robbing you of peace and joy? Christian, go to God with your specific needs. The Lord delights to reveal His will to those who need His help, and He will never turn you away, even in O'Hare Airport. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.